One morning, I woke up and smelled the coffee. This was strange because I'd never been able to smell it before. "Is this a new brand?" I asked my husband.
"Nope, usual kind. Why?"
"I can smell," I said, wondering if I should add Eureka. I caught a cold and went into a panic.
"I can't stand this," I said, blowing into a hanky. "I'm going mad."
My sisters reconvened and took me to dinner.
"You're getting ridiculous," my elder sister said. "You were seen in the park, kneeling in the dirt with your face buried in some old lilac bushes. Are you crazy?"
I twirled the spaghetti strands on my fork. There was cinnamon in the sauce and a touch of almond.
"Excuse me, miss. Is there room for one more on your dance card?" Marjorie turns. One of the Negro men from the band, the double bass player, is standing before her, his shoulders back, his tie loose at his neck.
Though it is always hard to find a cab in Mayfair at that hour, Rosemary spies one. "I'm not a complete simpleton," she declares. "I know your friend Fred doesn't really have to go back to that silly college this summer."
"Good afternoon, Mr. Smythe," one of them said. "I'm afraid the Department of State have put your passport application on hold, pending the outcome of the Bureau's investigation into your political allegiances."
"I'm Barbara."
She led him through the house to each of the cable boxes, sipping her drink as she went. She was drinking straight bourbon, it seemed. He clicked buttons on the cable box and stood up. "Any others?"
"Last box in the bedroom, upstairs. I'll show you. Wait."
She went off and refilled her glass.